This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State labor officials adopted a rule today that says starting next year, farm workers will be entitled to overtime pay if they work more than 60 hours in a week. However, critics note that most Colorado workers are entitled to overtime after just 40 hours of work. Governor Polis signed an executive order today that okays COVID booster shots for age 18 and older. CPR's John Daly reports it's beyond what federal agencies have authorized.
In a press release, the governor says he made the move to protect public health, reduce transmission, and preserve hospital capacity. Wednesday, he made the case to a group of his advisors that having all adults eligible for boosters instead of just people in specific categories like the elderly is legal and warranted.
Colorado is a high-risk institution. And everyone is eligible in Colorado on the argument that you are part of a high-risk environment by nature of being in Colorado.
The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control have not yet responded to CPR's request for comment. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Drought is holding steady over roughly three-quarters of the state. Precipitation and increased stream flow brought some relief to parts of western Colorado. The northwest and southwest corners are still extremely dry. Farther east, warm, dry weather brought extreme drought to Washington and Yuma counties. It is 49 degrees in both Denver and Fort Collins, 41 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.